Hi, and welcome. This is Steve Halpern with Super Anti-Aging Podcast, the podcast that brings you the latest health and wellness information. You know, it's been very, very frustrating over the years to see negative fish oil studies. Well, I think the ultimate study finally came out that it can reduce cardiovascular risk and reduce the risk of prostate cancer and might help with ADD and attention issues and brain function in children. So I don't know why we've seen so many, you know, counter arguments. You know, interesting anecdote. You know, many decades ago, I was working at a health center, and it was a type of a Pritikin type center where we were going to put people on the Pritikin diet, but no fish, no supplements. So I had a chance. We had the New England Journal of Medicine journals. There was no internet. And lo and behold, now this has got to be at least 35 years ago, maybe even more, an editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine, fish oils and cardiovascular disease. There it was. And then we started serving people fish instantaneously. But there's so many good benefits of fish oils. Just get good fish oils, not rancid or contaminated. You know, I use the fish oils on Talking Herbals, which has been around a long time, talkingherbals.com. You can look up the fish oils. But fish oils are a big part of my health program. Now, another exciting addition is dark cherries. And they're actually human studies as an anti-inflammatory and as a beneficial cardiovascular nutrient. And I've tried it. I've really tried it, and it definitely works. I got some strong cherry concentrate. I mean, you can get your cherries and dark cherries and mix up in a smoothie. That's perfectly fine. And given the fact that, you know, I train a lot, I've done a big difference in recovery. Of course, with my favorite, Vitalica, you know, Vitalica Physician, with sulforaphane, which has the powerful anti-inflammation. In fact, this whole area of inflammation is so incredible how it's gotten mainstreamed that the front page of AARP, inflammation. Everybody's talking about inflammation now. Inflammation. Well, what are some good anti-inflammatory compounds? Foods. Cherries, dark cherries, the broccoli seed, fish oils, blueberries, of course, one of my top of my list. And something you probably haven't heard about, unless it's part of your tradition, is aronia. Aronia is a very interesting berry. It's actually on the antioxidant scale much stronger than even blueberries, and there are some nice human clinical studies on aronia. Unfortunately, you don't see it in your supermarket or Whole Foods. You're not going to see the aronia berries. And so what I do is, I go online and I've looked up aronia concentrate and I've looked up aronia pills. And I think it's a great addition. I think aronia might be really a great addition to your health program. Again, following the news on bypass, again, a follow-up research on the idea of treating blocked arteries instead of bypass, instead of doing this unless it's a life and death situation where you have the left ascending blood vessel going to your lungs and you're totally blocked. Yes, that's an emergency situation. But basically, they found that lifestyle and weight loss, blood sugar control, lowering cholesterol, and of course, lowering inflammation, which is a big key. You know, one of the interesting things about statins, now they're starting to talk about it, is it about lowering the cholesterol? Maybe not necessarily. It's kind of interesting that statins can be a weak anti-inflammatory and a weak antioxidant, because many of the benefits of cardiovascular statins occur at a high dose, not a low dose. And that might be, that absolutely might be the reason. Another interesting study just came out, and here's a question. Should you eat before you exercise or after you exercise, especially if you're into weight loss? Well, the study showed that not eating, of course you can hydrate, not eating before your exercise improved weight loss. Now, how about that? How really nice. Now, if you're doing a marathon, or you're doing, you know, a two-hour event, it might be a little bit different. But again, taking a handful of, you know, blueberries, or, you know, a very, very, very small amount of food intake certainly wouldn't be an issue. So, Thanksgiving coming up, okay. And remember, one meal is not going to make a big difference. So enjoy your holiday. You know, I'll continue to do these podcasts coming into the new year, trying to find the latest anti-aging information that you can use. But again, to sum up, take a look at Aronia, take a look at Dark Cherry. Consider maybe not eating before your exercise. Consider doing a good fish oil. And of course, broccoli seed. As many of you know, I'm an expert on broccoli seed and what it does, and we continue to see absolutely amazing benefits in joints, brain, eyes, energy. And the one that I recommend is, of course, Vitalica, and you can see it at VitalicaSupplements.com with an S, VitalicaSupplements.com. And there's a Black Friday sale with the best price on the web, better than you're going to find on any other site. And that's the real deal. So take a look. And please share this podcast and subscribe. And motivates me to do more podcasts, because then I know more people are listening. Thank you so much for listening. This is Steve Halpern.